A very wonderful morning to my esteemed listener. I am Yemi Graceman Adoluju, Lead Pastor, Lighthouse International Christian Center, Samando UI Road, Ibadan, Nigeria, welcoming you to today's edition of our program, Daily Impact. The spiritual controls the physical. This is trite, and everybody knows this too well. And for this reason, people are running into spiritism or spiritualism because everybody wants to be in charge. Everybody wants to be in control. And unfortunately, very many people have gone to wrong places to look for power because they know it is the spiritual that controls the physical. They want to be in control of the physical world. They want to be in control, in charge of their businesses, of their finances, of the world. As a matter of fact, they want to be in control of the political system. They want to be in control of the business world. They want to be in control of one thing or the other. And many have gone to contract the devil to be in charge. They have submitted their destiny, ceded their destinies to the devil to be in charge. Very many have joined secret cults just because they need power. Everybody understands the spiritual controls the physical. And therefore, you need the power of God also to contend for your heritage. That is the first reason. You need the power of God. You need to be in charge so you can contend for your heritage. You have a goodly heritage. You have great promises from God. And so there is the need for you to contend for what God has given to you. And you need power to be able to do this. Not only do you need power to contend for your heritage, you also need power to sustain and maintain the heritage that you have obtained. Whatever God has given to you, or whatever is given to you, you need power to sustain it, to maintain it. If a position is given to you and you do not have the power, you will not be able to maintain or sustain that position. You will lose that position. You need power. And for this reason, Jesus Christ said in Acts chapter 1, verse 8, you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and in Judea, in Samaria, and to the uttermost part of the world. And part of this witness for Christ is being in charge under God, using the power of God to be in control and to be in charge of our environment. But the question is, what is the price? We have seen that God is the source of power, and there are so many channels he can use to give power to us. But what is the price? What price have I got to pay to also be able to generate, to maintain, and to build my power? And we're talking this morning about purity. This is the non-negotiable price of power. Looking at the book of Exodus chapter 30 from verse 17 to verse number 33, I will pick some verses in that place. You will see that for the power of God to be released upon Aaron and upon his sons, purity, washing was very necessary. In verse number 19, of Exodus chapter 30, the Bible says, for Aaron and his sons shall wash their hands and their feet thereat. Verse 20 says, when they go into the tabernacle of the congregation, they shall wash with water that they die not. And when they come near to the altar to minister, to burn offering made by fire unto the Lord. Verse 21 now says, so they shall wash their hands and their feet that they die not. And it shall be a statute forever to them, even to him and to his seed throughout their generation. So everyone that will stand before God to minister and that will generate power must do it in purity. We must wash our hands, our feet, our body. You must wash yourself by the washing of the water, by the word. And this symbolizes purity. Your hands must be clean. Your feet must be clean. Your body must be clean. Your heart must be purged and must be clean. In the book of Job, chapter number 17, verse number 9, the word of God says, the righteous shall hold on to his way, and he that has clean hands shall be stronger and stronger. So clean hands, purity of heart, of hands, of life, and of body will produce great power in the life of the believer. Purity. Don't forget, it is the non-negotiable price of power. And when God was speaking to Moses about the composition of the anointing oil and the use, the application on people, In that same book of Exodus, chapter number 30, God said in verse number 32, upon man's flesh shall he not be poured, neither shall ye make any other like it. Upon man's flesh shall it not be poured. The oil cannot come upon the flesh. The New International Version of that verse 32 of Exodus 30 says, do not pour it upon man's bodies. The oil cannot stay. The power of God cannot stay upon a man living in the flesh. It can only come upon someone who has washed his hands, who has washed his body, who is clean. That is symbolically anyway. But a man who is living a life of purity. If you want the power of God on your words, if you want the power of God on your prayers, if you want the power of God on the Bible quotations that comes out of your mouth, you must live a life of purity. Purity of heart, purity of life produce great power. This is what makes tremendous power available. And so I beseech you by the mercies of God, dear brother, dear sister, dear listener, that you present your body a living sacrifice unto God, holy and acceptable unto him. And this is against the backdrop of the contention that we face in our own bodies. We struggle with the flesh. And so you must not allow the flesh to overcome you. If you want to be a carrier of the power of God, if you want to carry God's power and operate in power, then do not allow the dominion of the flesh. Never let the flesh dominate you. When the flesh dominates, it weakens your power base. It weakens your ability to operate in the power of God. And that's exactly what the devil does to corrupt us and corrupt the church and make us weak and appear powerless. The enemy introduces pollution and corruption to us, and we take the bait, we bite it, and we are polluted, and we lose the power of God, and the devil is now laughing because he has won. My prayer is that the enemy will not win over you in the precious name of Jesus. Purity is a non-negotiable price of power. I am sure you want to operate in the power of God. So do I. I am interested in operating in the power of God. And so the key, the price we have to pay is the price of purity. The oil symbolizing the power of God cannot come upon the flesh, neither can it come upon a stranger. Don't be a stranger to the covenant. Be a covenant carrier, a man that operates in purity. Don't forget, the righteous will hold on to his way, and he that has clean hands shall be stronger and stronger. May you walk stronger and stronger in your faith and in the presence of the Almighty God, in the name of Jesus. May you not be a stranger to the covenant of God, and may the name of the Lord be glorified in your life. I am praying for you that the Lord will give you grace to put aside, to lay aside every weight and the sin that easily besets you. I am praying for the grace for you to purify yourself, because you have these promises for yourself. You will purify yourself even as he is pure, in the name of Jesus. Let us pray. I'd like you to lift up your voice and pray. Father, I drop off my life and my destiny every weight and the sin that easily beset me, so I could run with patience the race that is set before me, in the name of Jesus. I receive the grace from you, O God, and I lay aside every weight and the sin that easily besets me, in the name of Jesus. I take the grace to live in purity, to wash my hands, to wash my body, and to purge my heart from every impurity, in the name of Jesus. I like you to reject the pollution of the enemy. Every attempt of the enemy to corrupt my seed, to corrupt me, to pollute my life and destiny, I refuse it, I reject it. In the name of Jesus, I reject every satanic attempt to corrupt my life and my destiny. In the name of Jesus, I refuse to be corrupted. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Eternal Father. In Jesus' precious name. I'd like you to make this declaration after me. Father, I receive the grace to walk in the Spirit and not fulfill the lust of the flesh. I purge myself from every filthiness of the flesh and of the Spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. I receive the grace of the Almighty God, and I overcome every motion of the flesh. I put away every work of the flesh. I refuse to give in to the devil. I refuse to submit to the motions of the flesh. I make no provision for the flesh. I operate in the Spirit. I put off the works of the flesh in the name of Jesus. I receive the oil of the Almighty God. I wash my hands. I wash my body. I purge my heart from every filthiness and from every work of the flesh. I walk in dominion today, dominion over sin and dominion over works of the flesh. I receive the power of the living God. I will be stronger and stronger. I will hold on to my ways in the name of Jesus. The hand of the Lord will continually be upon me, and the name of the Lord will be glorified in my life. I am willing, and I receive the grace and the strength to pay that negotiable price of power, which is purity. I will walk in purity. I will carry the power of God, and the name of the Lord will be honored and be glorified in my life. So shall it be. In Jesus' precious name we have prayed. Amen. 30 days of power continues today, and it will be day 17, 9 p.m. on my YouTube and Facebook platform. And the handle is at Yemi Graceman. Join and let's generate power. Let's build power. Invite others also. Share the link with them and let them join. This shall be your greatest year so far. You will see greater glory in every aspect of your life, in the precious name of Jesus. Until I come your way again tomorrow for another exciting edition of our program, I am Yemi Graceman Adunuju, wishing you a very glorious day, and the Lord bless you.